Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Start wearing purple, wearing purple. Start wearing purple for me now. All your sanity and wits, they will all vanish, I promise. It's just a matter of time. So, yeah. Start wearing purple, wearing purple. Start wearing purple for me now. All your sanity and wits, they will all vanish, I promise. It's just a matter of time. I know you since you were a 20. I was 20 and thought that some years from now, from Diogenes to the Foucault, from Ложечкин to Passepartout. И я клянусь, обоссав два пальца, что ты, а? Что музыка пошла от звуковому. You start wearing purple. Why don't you start wearing purple? Start wearing purple for me now.
Everybody, welcome to the White Trash Revival. This is Donnie fucking Cash here. This is episode 84. And, as always, thank you to Nellie Wilson for starting the night off right. That's right. Got a show full of music this evening. Some you may like, some you may not. That's what it's all about when motherfuckers like me get to play what we want to play. You might like it, you might not. But as long as you keep coming back, it's all that matters. I opened up tonight's show with Gogol Bordello with Start Wearing Purple. I'm a big fan of old Gogol. And pretty unique motherfucker, I must say there. But, you know, yeah, we should start wearing purple, us guys. You know how everyone wears pink for breast cancer awareness and all that stuff? Let's start wearing purple. What can we wear purple for? How about for self-gratifiers? That's right. Motherfuckers like me that like to get their palms sticky. We'll wear purple for us to support self-gratification. So, yeah, from this day forward, anyone caught wearing purple, you know that they're in full support of self-gratifiers. I guess that could be for you too, women. So you women can also be sporting purple for the cause of self-gratification. So, yeah, purple is now in honor of self-gratification. Alright, I think next week we're going to have an interview with Tex Troster from the Groovy Rednecks, nice little country band out of Hollywood, California. So, yeah, I got some shit lined up in the upcoming week, so, yeah, let's get in his first set.
Separate our hearts. We'll still be there when I'm over. gray and tangled. Wish to be there where my train ran off the rails. Like they left me on the railway siding. Like they wish that I swung a rush in hell. Will you still love me if I went with the band? Will you still love me if I went with the band? Back when I used to meet that girl, where you stood there when they let me out of prison to call for the biggest fool on earth. We should be there when I'm all grey and tangled. We should be there when my train ran off the rails. When they left me on the railway siding, like they wish that I'd soon be rotting hell. Will you still love me if I went with the band? Will you still love me if I went with the band? Stinky pool. Will you still love me if I went with the band? Will you still love me if I went with the band? Will you still love me if I went with the band? Will you still bad.
Starting off this set here with a legendary band that is no more, I'm sad to say. I'm sure all of you are aware of this by now, but 357 is no more. What a great fucking band. I hope maybe one day they will get to get back together. But anyway, I started off the show with Black River Blues by 357 String Band. I have had the opportunity to see them live, and that was when they had Jake Orbis, so it was a phenomenal show. I followed that with the Porters with Will You Still Love Me If I Wet the Bed. Now, ladies, will you still love a man if he wets the bed? And fellas, would you still love a lady if she wets the bed? Yeah, I'm sure you could forgive him for it. But what about they shit on top of a glass coffee table? Would you love them then? I know I would, especially if I was laying underneath the glass coffee table. All right, last song of this set was the Los Pistolas with Pistol Packin' Peggy Sue. I bet that ain't the same Peggy Sue that Buddy Holly sang about. Otherwise, he'd have a cap in his fucking ass, right? Alrighty, well, how about this? How about we hear from Wanda Paycheck? I know we haven't heard from that old feisty gal in a while. So, let's listen to Riot and Cell Block Number 9 by Wanda Jackson. Then we'll hear from Wanda Paycheck, little fucking double team of Wandas. I'd love that. And then after Miss Paycheck, we will get into another set. So, enjoy.
On July 2nd, 1953, I was serving time for armed robbery. 4 o'clock in the morning, I was sleeping in my cell. Heard a whistle blow, and I heard somebody yell, up in cell block number 9. Now the trouble all started up in cell block number 4. Spread like fire across the prison floor. A warden came in with a big Tommy gun. Bang, bang, bang. Trying to stop our fun, but there's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9. Come out with your hands up in the air. You don't stop this riot, you're all gonna get the chair. Two gun the tilde said it's too late to quit. It's the dynamite bomb. Man, this fuse is lit. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9. Well, they called the state militia to help them win the fight. Drove up to the prison in the middle of the night. Each and every trooper, he looked so tall and fine. Oh, that shit me crazy. Up in cell block number 9. Oh, you, Nashville. Thank you, Third Man. Thank you, Jack White. Making all this happen for me. He forgets he's got to, I got to watch my heart. I'm an old lady, honey. But boy, I don't feel it tonight. I feel great.
Hi, Hans. Wanda Paycheck here. I want to tell you about a Columbus sidecar. Now, this is only for people that have colostomy bags. They're only able to partake in this fun festivity. The Columbus sidecar is when you remove your colostomy bag and let your lover suck you in your colostomy hole. I have a colostomy bag because I had colon cancer, and every now and then when George Jones would come in town, I'd let him give me a Columbus sidecar. All right. Talk to you later.
Taste the moonlight of you. tonight. I'm real good. I'm real bad. I'll be the best damn lover that you ever had. It feels right. It can't be wrong. I'm gonna love you hard. I'm gonna love you long. But I'll be gone in the morning with the rising sun. It's one too fun. Love tonight.
On this set right here, we started off with Redneck Remedy with dead and still boozing. Not quite certain how that would be possible, but I'm down for it. Followed it with the Saber Jets with Sworn to Fun, Loyal to None. And ended it with Creech Holler with Darlin' Corey. That was a pretty good set for you. Was it or was it not? I believe so. Alrighty. Well, let me tell you folks this. One thing that I despise more than anything is a smoking hot underage girl willing to fuck.
I'd say, Lizzie, let me tell you something about sucking dicks. It's just like eating pussy, like pussy on a stick. May I please make one request before you give up on guys? I think tonight you should give my dick a try. When college came, Lizzie moved away. I took her to San Francisco Bay. I do admit, I missed her quite a lot. When summer came, she rolled around. I saw her at a bar in town. And we caught up over some whiskey shots.
just like every other time. I asked if she'd go down. She said, okay, but just this once. But can you tell me how? So I said, Lizzie, let me tell you something about sucking dicks. It's just like eating pussy, like pussy on a stick. May I please make one request before you give up on guys? I think tonight you should give my dick a try. Lizzie, let me tell you something.
This set right here with some good old-fashioned Ass Jack with Tennessee Driver. Followed that with Big Jugs, the song called Lizzie. Hey, don't nothing go better than a Lizzie with Big Jugs. And I followed it with Big One Man Band with This Dern Band Ain't Getting Me Laid. So let's go ahead and get one more set. We'll make this one the last one, and then we're going to call it an evening and jump into Outlaw Radio Chicago with Joshy P. Probably the best fucking show on the planet. That's right. The best. You heard it here from me, Donnie fucking Cash. We'll be right back.
choo-choo ain't just some train sound. It's the noise that you hear when my baby hits town. With her long hair flying, maybe she's hard to tame. Hard to tame. What you supposed to do, boy, when you're over here? She's a train. She needs a money like a train needs coal. She burns the oil and she leaves you in a smoke. If you want to catch a ride, you wait to shake your wines. Genuine wines. She's just like a train, boy. She always gives some on the ride. Motion, the way she moves drags you around like an old caboose. I'm telling you, boy, that girl's insane. My baby thinks she's a train. Baby thinks she's a train. Said my baby thinks she's a train.
Blackheart Susan came on board. Oh, where shall I my true love find? Tell me a jolly old sailor's, tell me true, if my sweet William, if my sweet William sails among your crew. As the well-known voice he heard, he sighed and cast his eyes below. Swiftly the cord flows through his glowing hands, and quick as lightning on the deck he stands. Susan, Susan, lovely dear, my thoughts shall ever true remain. Let me kiss all that falling tear. We only part to meet again. Changes to lesser winds, my heart shall be the faithful compass that still points to thee. If to fair India's coast we sail, thy hazel sea and diamonds bright, thy breath is Africa's spicy gale, thy skin is ivory so white. Thus every beauteous subject that I do wakes in my soul, wakes in my soul some charm of lovely
Got a war for long, now it's just you.
Set right there is going to do it, and I'm not going to tell you who played on it, so fuck all y'all. Kidding. I started the set with Carlos and the Bandidos with My Baby Thinks She's a Train. Now, I had a gal once. She didn't think she was a train, but she sure liked the fucking pool trains. Fucking slut. Followed out with Red Hill Rats with Black Eyed Susan. Yeah, Susan. Must have to tell her more than once. Bitch wouldn't have a black eye. Right? I'm sorry. That was wrong of me. You should never lay your hands on a woman unless she drinks your last beer. End of set with Mike Bonanza and the Trailer Park Cowboys with Bury Me in My Trailer. Yes, folks, that is going to be all for this evening. Next week, we will have Tex Troster of the Groovy Rednecks on. And, you know, I was going through my files, my music files and everything, and I found the White Trash Revival Episode 1. So I'm going to play that here in the next couple shows. See how bad I fucking sucked. I mean, I still suck, but back then, I really sucked. And not just Peters, you know. A guy can do 84 internet radio shows and he's not a radio host. But suck one cock and you're a fucking cocksucker. Alright, folks. That's going to be it for tonight. We're going to end it tonight with some Clutch, Electric Worry. Stay tuned for Joshy P. I'm sure you guys are just now tuning in, probably just catching the tail end of my show, to hear old Joshy P at Outlaw Radio Chicago. I don't blame you, because that show right there is where it's at. All right, folks. Later. Well, shit, folks. It seems that I have the whole fucking Clutch discography on my hard drive, but I have not one copy of Electric Worry, so fuck it. Let's do one better. Let's end the night with some Jake Orvis. I'm sure you guys like that better than Clutch, so, yeah. Jake Orvis.
No one wants to go to jail for things.
I know. No one's here. Been a bit late.
The deputies have backed off. I need you to slow down. Where are you at?
mercy, wrap your arms around me. Jesus, why did you not blind me? What does it take to become a righteous man? Like an oyster with a pearl inside it. Evil's here and I cannot hide it. Wickedness is painless, but it's blazing strong and true.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.